سردا دایوان در هوای من تو exist without the knowledge of your parenthood and your loving care. But now I am your child, I am adopted in your family, and I will never be alone, 'cause Father God will be there beside me. I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. I will sing your praises, I praises, I will sing your praises forevermore. Father God, I wonder how I manage to exist in parenthood and your loving care. In your family, and I will never be alone, 'cause Father God will be there beside me. Would you please come closer here? Thank you. مش وقت سلامات ومش وقت مجاملات عشان نبتدي لو سمحت. Thank you. If you have some questions in English, if you like, I have one here. Some funny question. Abuna, does it bother you when so many people come up to you to say hi and to take pictures? No, it doesn't bother me. I love people. I'm honored to take photos with anyone. But just the problem of the order. People does not respect any order. حد عنده سؤال؟ If you have any question, you can just raise up your hand and raise your hand. Go ahead, Hamid. Yeah, there are many trials to translate some of my sermons, especially the commentaries on the Bible. But I started with the CYC to record some of the commentaries on the Bible. We finished like 3 epistles of St. Paul, so it will come up soon. But you know, I used to speak in Arabic much more than in English. I'm trying to start serving in English because of evangelism. We are busy with evangelism. Thank God nowadays we are serving in like 40 countries, African and Asian countries. And many of these countries, there is no church, there is no Coptic church, and some of these countries, there is no Christian people. But still, we are planting, we are seeding the Word of God, and many of the young people like you who had the course of evangelism, they started to give their life for the missionary service. So I wish all of you can join St. Paul Online Service. And you need it here in Canada. You don't need to travel anywhere. You need to preach the word of God here, because most of the people do not believe in Christ. So, any other questions? Okay. Let me give you, because most of you are servants, right? صح كده؟ مش انتوا خدام برضو ولا؟ Okay. You know how can we recite some of the books of the Bible? Let me start by giving you the mind map of St. Paul epistles. St. Paul sent 14 letters, four of them to his disciples, two to Timothy and one Titus and one Philemon, but the 10 for churches, for countries, for people. And these 14 letters were given in the period of the year 50 to the year 68 in the first century. Because before the year 50, nothing was written in the New Testament. St. Mark started his book in the early 50s, and St. Paul started his letters in the early 50s. Before the year 50, nothing was written in the New Testament. But the church was there, and the apostles was delivering the gospel, the message of salvation, with no book. So, if you like to know when and why these epistles were written, the first two letters were written by St. Paul during the second journey. You know, St. Paul went in three major journeys. You can read them in chapter 13 till chapter 20 in the book of Acts. 13 and 14 were the first journey. 16, 17, 18 was the second journey. 19 and 20 was the third journey. So during the period of the second journey, he was staying most of the time in Corinth, in Greece. During that time, the people who believed in Christ in the city of Thessaloniki, they started to be persecuted. They had tough time, they had hardship. So he sent the first two letters to support them. And he was telling them that Christ is coming, so just stand still, stand strong in your faith. And so we are saying that Thessaloniki Ula Utania, Thessalonians the first and the second, during the second trip, and the main subject about the second coming. Can you recall them? Thessalonians 1st and 2nd, during the second journey, and the main topic is the second coming of Christ. Because after he sent the first letter, people, you know, was happy to know that Christ is coming soon, but some of them, you know, they left their work. So he sent the second letter to tell them, you have to wait. First of all, the Antichrist is coming before the second coming of the Lord. And also, if anyone does not want to work, he's not allowed to eat. You should work. Okay? So these were the two first letters. During the third journey, he wrote four letters, four big ones. The Roman, Galatian, and Corinthians, the first and the second. These were the four big ones. And this period was the most troublesome period. There are many troubles in the church. For Roman and Galatian, the big problem of Judaism. Those who kept saying that for any Christian, He should be a Jew first. He had to be a Jew. He should respect the Sabbath and he should respect the Moses law. So St. Paul rejected this teaching and he wrote to Romans and Galatians to tell them, we are saved through Christ. We are not saved by Moses law. So the whole period, we call it the period of troubles. If you like to recall this, you know, Roman, Galatian, Corinthian, first and second, during the third journey, troubles. We will call problems, okay? Again. Had you fakr haga walla? Again. The first and second Thessalonian, in the second journey, and the topic second coming. In the third journey, Roman, Galatian, Corinthian, first and second, and problems. There were many problems in these four big letters. After the third journey, he was imprisoned, and they took him to the prison in Rome, and from Rome he sent another four letters. So we call them the epistles of the prison. From the prison he sent to Ephesians, Philippians, and to Philemon his disciple, and Colossian. The Ephesus, I know it in Arabic more, you know, Ephesus, Philippi, Philemon, and Colossi. These were kind of, you know, sermons. So we will call them Life in Christ, because these letters were not full of problems like those of the third journey, but they were more like sermons, spiritual talks. So we will call them Life in Christ. Now we finished like 10, right? 10 letters now. 2, 4, 4, right? Are you following? You look very sleepy. Okay. Alish. We're going to finish soon. Rega. Thessalonians first and second, during the second journey and the second coming. In the third journey, Roman, Galatian, Corinthians, the first and the second, and the problems. From the prison in Rome, he sent four, and the four, by the way, there is Ephesus, Philippian, Philemon, so you remind yourself by DPH, and Colossi, and these were about life in Christ. After he went out of the prison, you know, he sent to his disciples, because he felt like he is going to die soon. So he wrote the pastoral letters, the epistles concerning the pastoral care. So he sent to his disciple Timothy, the bishop of Ephesus, and to his disciple Titus, the bishop of Crete. And also he sent to the Jew, the Hebrew, because many of those who believed in Christ from the Jewish background, they started to, you know, go back to their Jewish tradition. So he wrote this letter of Hebrews. So we call them shepherding and Messiah. Messiah, because he focused on the Messiah to convince the Jew that the Messiah of the Old Testament is our Jesus. Lastly, when he was imprisoned in Rome, he sent the last letter to his beloved Timothy, the second letter to Timothy, like farewell. Okay? Had fakr haga? Do you remember what were the letters given from the third journey? Roman, huh? Galatian, Corinthian, first and second, the big ones, the problems, okay? What are the letters given from the prison? Ephesus, Philippine, Philemon, and Colossi, life in Christ. What were the first two letters given by Paul? Thessalonians. Thessaloniki, huh? first and second, about the second coming, in the early second journey. What are the last letter written by St. Paul to Timothy, the second letter to Timothy? Okay. Good. You have any other questions? Okay. I had like an idea I gave in New York last year. I want to discuss freedom and atheism in like 15 minutes. I'll give you some idea about the relationship between atheism and the philosophy of freedom, because many of the atheists tend to say, if you are religious, if you believe in God, you are letting go for your freedom. Religions are kind of prisons, and in order to enjoy your freedom, you need not to believe in God or to believe in anything. That's what they used to say. So simply please focus on these few verses written by St. Peter in his last day, the last letter by St. Peter. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. So some people may promise others of liberty, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. The same meaning given by the Lord Christ in the Gospel of St. John, كل من يفعل الخطية عبد الخطية. Whoever do sin is a slave of sin. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. Because these people, some of them started to believe in Christ, then they left Christ and started to speak this philosophy of freedom and saying you need not to follow Christ, you can do whatever you like. And actually these people are kind of slaves of corruption. Let's revive the story of atheism in the Bible. You know, atheism or atheistic ideas started in the book of Genesis. The serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. Which hath God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of garden? The woman said to the serpent, you may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. So, first of all, the serpent or the devil are telling everyone that, you know, to believe in God, this will limit your freedom. Exactly the meaning given by the serpent to Eve and Adam. God is not allowing you to eat whatever you like. He puts limits for your freedom. Although it was the opposite, because they had the chance to eat whatever they liked. There were only one single tree not to be eaten of. Again, you know, devil may give the picture of God as the one who scares people by punishment, but actually God was warning Adam and Eve. He was not punishing them. Again, devil is always saying, why don't you be God yourself? Why should you follow some other God? You can be God. So, you will be like God. That's the offer given by the serpent and still given by devil for nowadays. And the last, you know, meaning here, do not believe God. God is a liar. So the liar the serpent, the devil, is saying God is lying. But actually God is telling the truth. And the big liar is the devil himself. So he spoke to Eve saying, you will not surely die. But definitely after they broke the commandment, death entered the world. You know the consequence of disobedience? Many things. The nakedness, it means that man felt like he is worshipping the body. He started to fear everything, to be afraid of everything. He felt naked of the grace of God. He felt worried. He never experienced this negative feeling before. So all negative feelings related to atheism. But when you believe in God, when you trust God, all negative feelings, you know, fade out. Again, this when he was exiled, simply that means that he does not know God now. He's focusing on himself. Again, the punishment of thorns and thistles, kind of being slavery to work. And also the punishment for Eve, in pain you shall bring forth children, the slavery of relations. So man and woman became slaves of many things. Slaves of people, slaves of fear, slaves of relations, slaves of work. Another story of atheism, that the Pharaoh in Egypt was kind of God. Pharaoh of Egypt considered himself as God. So when Moses spoke to him, the Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. Because he believed in himself as God. By the way, the Pharaoh of Egypt had seen many, many miracles. But still, because he believed in himself as God, he did not, you know, believe in God. Because many of the atheists just keep saying, if God show himself in miracles, maybe we will believe him. Actually, they all like the Pharaoh of Egypt. Even if they see many miracles, most of them will never believe in God because they do not want to believe in God. You know, atheists may say that when you just reject the idea of God's existence, now you can enjoy your freedom. When you look around, you can see that the level of depression, the level of addiction is much higher in the last 30 years because many, many people, you know, they now do not believe in God. So with the rejection of God's existence, all problems increased, not decreased. Also, when you study the history of the last 100 years, because Christianity became much less in Europe and America, many, many wars happened, and also discrimination, colonization, many problems happened. When we go to the evolution story, we are not, you know, into science, because the Bible is not a book of science. But we need to defend God the Creator, and we need to defend the image of God in man. That's the main 2 points related to Christianity. Maybe there is kind of evolution happening within the species. Maybe it goes with science. But for us, we need to make sure that God is the Creator, because this is the revelation in the Bible, and man was created on the image of God. Then you can believe in whatever they say in evolution. If there is no creation, there is no meaning, there is no law, there is no morals, everything is random, so there is no goal in life. Again, the atheism will not accept the idea of soul, of the Holy Spirit or any spirit. simply because they cannot see the Spirit, so they do not believe in the Spirit. But many things we do not see, but we believe in. Like we believe in the air, we believe in electronics, we believe in the universe, but we cannot see many of these things, but we believe in them. So the Spirit is there, but the atheists do not believe in this. That's why they are repeating the same theme of atheism in the era of St. Paul long ago. Let's eat and drink because tomorrow we are going to die. Actually, that's again the theme of atheism nowadays. Lastly, I would say scientists invented devices, and devices enslaved man. Scientists invented pleasures, and pleasures enslaved man. Scientists invented weapons, and weapons enslaved nations. So for those who believe, who look up to science, who glorify science, they need to understand that science is always changing. And you cannot trust science completely, because it's, you know, related to materialistic things. When we speak of virtues, when we speak of the afterlife, when we speak about the spirit, it's not, you know, the field of science, it's not the area of science. Science cannot go deeper in this, because it has nothing to do with these beliefs. Glory to God. Amen. Do you have any questions? Tafadhal. Yeah. The sequence of the letters of St. Paul in the King James version, or the one in Arabic, you know, they put the letters by the size. So they put the Roman letter first, then the Corinthian, the first Corinthian, the second Corinthian. So the big ones in the beginning. But historically it wasn't the same. When we go to the letter of Hebrews, they did not consider Hebrew epistle written by Paul when they made the version. That's why they put it just before the Catholicos, the Catholicon letters, understand? So in history that was the sequence, but in the book, in the version, it's related to the size. Yeah? No. Yes, even in the Old Testament, not all the books are in sequential, because you know the book of Moses in the beginning. But when you go to the prophets, you know, intermingling with the historical books. The book of Ezra and Nehemiah was much related to the book of Haggai and Zechariah. They were in the same period of time, understand? The book of Ruth was in the same time of the book of Judges. So, and you know, the book of Kings was written again in the book of the Akhbar al-Ayyam. So you cannot say that they all comes one after the other. Even the Gospels, St. Matthew was not the first one to be written. St. Mark was the first one. But St. Matthew, because he started putting the name of Jesus related to the Old Testament. Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So that's the beginning related to the Old Testament, to start the New Testament. Other question, go ahead. Yeah, I'm not saying anything of the Bible. No, I'm telling you as servants that you need to know that the problem with atheism is there in the Bible. It's a long story. I'm not telling you that when you speak to an atheist, you just refer back to the Genesis. No, definitely you are right. You need to reason, you need to have logic and science. But I'm telling you as a servant what the Bible says about this atheism. and these lies of devil. I wish all of you study apologetics, because in this time we need to be empowered by reasoning. And you will face many people who just will say many things. If you are not ready to answer, you will lose the game, you will lose the channel, the challenge. So if you like to witness to God, you need to be ready to answer their questions. So I recommend all of you to study apologetics. If you had any questions, كله مع السلامة. أو في أسئلة ده كله عربي ده بتاع واحد إنجليش. Okay. How can we cope with what is happening in Egypt? Simply we need to pray, because I believe Christ is doing the best for our people and for our land. But we need to suffer for some time. But this suffering will end up with the best for Christians. And you know, I can see easily that the faith is much stronger nowadays because of these accidents. And I visited many of the families of the martyrs of Tanta, and also I visited some of those old Batrosia. I could see that the faith is very strong. The families are happy with what happened. And even those who are wounded in this, you know, accident, most of them are praising God and accepting to be hurt because of His name. So thank God, our people are very strong in their faith. And they believe so much that, you know, that in the crown of martyrdom, and that they were given a great gift. I visited Bishoy of Tanta. He lost one of his eyes, and he was happy telling me, I became like Amba Samuel al-Mu'tarif. So he was so happy with the idea of becoming like Amba Samuel al-Mu'tarif. So these simple young people are full of faith. So that's the strength of our church. And you know, we need to pray more for ourselves and for them. But you know, I don't believe much in political kind of pushing, because I don't trust any politician. I trust God. Go ahead. That's the Church of Egypt, simply. They know very well that this is the original Church of Egypt. People, Christian people in Egypt are mostly Copts. So some of them do not know the difference. But you know, we are giving them the chance, because we stay in the church like 10 hours daily. But other churches are mostly empty. You know, 2 hours per week. But in the week of Pascha, we are staying the whole time in the church. So they have a big chance to come and do whatever they like. Had another soil then. Who is it to him? In the Old Testament, Azra was the one who started to collect the holy books of the Old Testament. The book of Moses, the 5 books, and then Yeshua, and then the historical books. And they were putting them into 2 books, big books, the Moses books in one book and the other books. And then they started to make it like in 3 books. One for the prophets, one for history and Psalms, and the other one. That's why in the period of our Lord Jesus Christ, they were saying, they never say it Old Testament. They always say it Moses and the prophets, because they were in 2 books. So when the Lord speaks about the Old Testament, He speaks about Moses and the prophets, because like 2 major books. In the New Testament, it was collected like in the year 180. في حاجة اسمها موراتوري, like list of the books as exactly as we have it now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. So as early as the year 180, the second century, it was collected and well known in all churches in the whole world. Again, in the period of Saint Athanasius, the one who had the See of Alexandria in the year 328. Saint Athanasius, the Patriarch, he declared that we believe in the New Testament as 27 books, and he wrote these books to make sure that all the churches in the whole world believe in the same books of the New Testament. So all these references are there in the history. The Apocrypha books, they were sure that it was not, they were not written in the first century. That's the first point. Because all the writers of the New Testament were the apostles. So they lived in the first century, with the Saint John even in the last year of the first century. So all the Apocrypha books, they were written later on with this, in the second century. And the church could see that there are differences in the spirit and the meaning mentioned in these books from the Gospels. So they had the authenticity, the power to say these are the holy books, these are the apocrypha. Our hearts are asking for this on. Can you please give us some comforting words for the... Okay. Look, Habibi, we are living just to catch Kingdom of Heaven. So for anyone who die in a minute, and he will now enjoy the paradise of heaven, يعني يبخت. Because we are living just to reach this point. So we, يعني هم فرحانين, they are very happy. That's our faith. We believe that we are waiting for this minute to happen. All of us who are going to die, but in this way, when they give their whole life to God, يعني يبختهم, يعني they are the best. And again, you know, it happened many times in the history of the church that thousands of young people were martyred, and still the church got stronger. So don't worry about the church. People are coming to our faith. Many people are converting, are believing in Christ because of these people. And again, God will, as the judge, will take the revenge in his time. We believe in this. But some of these people, of these, even the terrorists, may believe. So we need to pray more, and we need to be ready to be strong in faith. Don't focus on the wounds, on the accident itself. Focus on the other side of the story. How blessed they are, how happy they are in heaven, the afterlife, millions of years. So when you read the book of Revelation, when you study the book of Acts, you can see that that's our faith. And we are repeating Sinaxar, we are repeating what happened in the first century and other centuries. Thank you very much. Yalla nsalli. Tafadhal. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily, forgive us. Thy kingdom be power. Hamdu bi salam, salam al-Rabbi yakum ma'akum.